Atlanta's only hip-hop station, Hot 107.9, Empress Cersei, the King, the crew. We're getting ready for Birthday Bash 18, the hottest show of the country, and, of course, ATL. We got our folks, one of the ATLs on. That boy been grinding in the A, doing his thing all across the world. We're so proud of him here in the ATL, and he will be headlining Birthday Bash 18. Y'all show some love. My homie, 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
So, boy?
What's going on, ATL?
Hey, man, we've been worried about you, dog.
Yeah, everybody worried about me. I'm actually doing good.
Yes, sir.
Doing fine. Yeah.
Yeah, we know you're doing fine, but, you know, there's been some things going on. I hate to jump straight to it, but we just want to. Because we got to make sure he's straight, man, right now. Everything going so viral and talking about 2 Chainz got hurt. We were scared. Well, we asked you. You said you act like you didn't know nothing, Shanika.
Nah, Shanika hit me personally, text my phone to make sure I was all right. And I was just like, you know, I just told, don't believe all the stories. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, kind of hear from the horse's mouth of what's going on. And see, for me, it was just like me just trying to tell the story one time and be through with it. Get ready for Birthday Bash. Get ready for this album.
Yes, sir.
I'm a blessed individual, you know. People, you know, I was shot at.
You
know, I don't think the surveillance footage actually has any volume and have any noises to it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in San Francisco where I'm very comfortable at. I go there all the time. I love the atmosphere. I love the scenery. I love the dispensaries. I just love going out there. Last week I flew my homies up there because it's just an experience. I flew some of my homies from Atlanta. I was coming from Seattle. So they was probably there a couple hours before me, just chilling. You know, walking down the street. Of course, you can see it on the footage. The footage was from like a computer store. One from the place I was going is from like down the street. So you can see the people kind of getting out the car. You know what I'm saying? Dude ran up like I saw the gun before. I saw him. It was like a 357. It was so heavy he couldn't really hold it. You know, so people were saying he was skipping, like he couldn't hold it. The gun was so big. That's what made me take off running. Like, I know he can't.
Right.
He can't hold this much, you know what I mean? But if you look on the first camera, like TMZ, it's another dude that was like right behind him that, like, my security kind of like pushed the gun down. It was another dude that had that black hoodie on that I didn't see when I took off running up the sidewalk, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. when I go into the street, which I don't even remember doing that. When I went to the street, it was like another dude with a whole another gun. That's when I knew it wasn't like an episode of Punk. I was like, this is real, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So like when I got back on the sidewalk, I started swerving. So dude just started shooting. So when I was just like, I don't know if the momentum from the shot, because I had like bullet fragments in my hair. You know what I'm saying? Like the police, when they came, they just like, what happened here? And they told me don't move. And, you know, I just left. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They was trying to say that my adrenaline was pumping so much that maybe I was shot and didn't know it. But I knew I wasn't shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, G thought I was shot. Like, Ace, they thought I was shot because, you know, I went down as soon as he bust. You know what I'm saying? I think he thought he shot me.
Right.
Because when he ran up on me, like, he didn't even run. He kind of like started walking. He was breathing hard. He was like, you know, I heard him saying that. He was like, where them bands at? And I said, bro, I don't have no bands on me. It didn't make sense. I don't even, like, have money when I go to this. They give me all the free, you know,
right.
weed that I want. You know what I'm saying? So he said, give me them. He's like, give me that. And, you know, so, but during this time, you know, like, I dropped my phones out of my pocket. I had, like, my BlackBerry, you know what I'm saying, and another iPhone. So when I do, he looking around like, give me them. I don't have no band. So I kind of, like, put my hand over my head because I thought he was going to try to do me in. And he just took off running and stuff. I had my jogger pants on that you can see. And I think that's why I fell. They kind of started sagging. And I had on like a vest zip-up hoodie, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
One thing in my pockets was like some keys that fell out. Of, you know, they, of course, didn't use the keys. My phone, and then I had a wallet that had a chain on it, and I think that he thought he was snatching my chain. Like, I think he thought he was getting my – because I had all my chains on. I had my watch, you
right.
know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, that was at, like, 4:30. You know, I had a show that night in San Francisco for Summer Jam, so I went, turned up, posted my Instagram pics like I usually do, and it was like, man, we thought you got shot. And so I said, well, you know, that's when I started putting up the rules. Like, if you get shot, I thought you either die or go to the hospital.
Right.
And so then they was like, you got robbed. And I was trying to say, like, what did I get robbed for? Because when I looked at the footage, I'm thinking, like, I don't even think the dude took my phones. I think they just fell. And then when the police came and started making this crime scene, we was like, let's just get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm like, so, you know, where I come from, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole robbing thing, like, just... No, I figured that dude them thought I was going to freeze when they pulled out the gun, like, and just give me everything, you know what I mean? So when everybody started scattering, what people don't understand is we were, like, Imagine if you're in Atlanta, you know where Walters is in Georgia State.
Right.
But this is downtown San Francisco. It's just it's like Peachtree Street, four lanes. It's an Intercontinental Hotel across the street. So it was like, it wasn't like, they, you know, TMZ, like my crew was running. Like I went with 14 people. Downtown was running. I wasn't with a lot of people. I went with like five or six people. Like the people started running. It was babies, it was kids, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I just got up, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't hit. Like in my mind, I thought he was shooting in the air. And so, you know, like, you know, G was.
Really seen it. He was shooting.
I didn't even, till that footage came out, like one of my friends pulled me to the side of my driver. He didn't want to tell me in front of everybody, like, bro. I'm gonna be real with you, bro. Like he shot you, bro. He told me like a hunting, like, bro, I'm telling you, bro. Like, his G was freaking out, like he shot you, bro. Cause if you look in there, it was a white van. That was my van. They took off and went to go get an ambulance. When they came back, I was standing up. So they was freaking out, like, what happened? So when the police came and all that came, they like, what happened here? We want to talk. I'm just sitting there. And so he was like, oh, you know, oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got fragment in your hair. This, you know, like it done got real. They started pulling out yellow tape, and we need to put you in an ambulance. But I'm standing up, I'm talking, all I'm saying is, and then you know what happened was, I'm like, gee, find my phones. I think when I'm saying find my phones, they like, they thinking the people took my phones off of me or something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, gee, get my phones, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got, you know, I know everybody, I don't want nobody, you know, digits out and everything. So I'm like, gee, find my phones or whatever. So when people, we go to looking on these cars, when I'm all in the middle of the street, they say, you can't do that, this is a crime scene. So I see one little cop start clapping like, we need to hurry up and figure out what we're going to do. I said, okay, we figured out. We got in the car and we left.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to figure it out. Cool. You know what I'm saying? So I had flew Dahl up and all that. So Dahl was like, man, you already know what this is, man. Let's get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, you know, let's just go home. I'm like, I can't go home. I got a show tonight. I got a video shoot tomorrow in L.A. I can't go home. You know, I shot Fez last week with For Real. I had all, everything set up.
Right.
Director from London and stuff. I can't. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. You know, so I go do the show. It's like 20,000 people. So basically, I just came out there and just told the whole crowd, can't nobody stop this.
Right.
Period. Nobody.
Turn up.
Right. Turn up. Nobody can stop this. Nobody can stop Birthday Bash. Nobody can stop fans is watching. Nobody can stop me.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. So boom, you know what I mean? So it's just like all these big people like, bro, you got robbed. I'm like, what? What did I get robbed? Or like, what? Because I have everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so that was the whole thing about me, like, being in rap, when they take, you know, someone's chain or someone's watch, they wear it, then they post it, then they be like, give us this amount of money for your chain or don't cost that much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The only thing this dude could do is basically, I guess, you know, post my ID, if that. And maybe, you know, maybe my phone. And I just really got me. I was just really crabbing on the iPhone 5. So I was forced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of was all, you know, I mean, it was all in the game. But it's just part, like, my instincts kicked in. A lot of stuff started slowing down before I got to the, like, green door. I got a little earlier than normal. I don't usually get out right there. And I was going to be like, you know, I got out and G told me, say, tie your shoe up, Tit. And I remember him saying that. And then I remember, like, where's the door? And I was like, it's down there. And I was going to be like, I ought to be bougie and tell him pull me right up to the front of the door, but I didn't want to be like, I'm, you know, bougie. I can walk. It was like, you know, 40 feet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And who knows if I would have pulled up, what would have happened? Because they was actually parked right in front of the place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was 4:30. So when the shots went off, you know, it got real, real. So dude came over and, you know, I thought he was going to hit. But when all the gunshots came on, he kind of walked up on me breathing. That's when I knew when he walked up on me, like breathing and everything, he started being like, you know, everybody was screaming and stuff like, so bro took off, the other car took off. I got up, did the show, and just kind of kept moving. But, you know, everything just kept coming out negative. And for me, like, I've been through so much that it doesn't bother me at all. Like, people just all, like, it doesn't bother me at all. It just really lets me know, like, you know, people just, you know, want something to happen to me. But it doesn't bother me. I'm very God-fearing. Y'all know how I kick it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just felt like it was something that could have been way worse. It was a misfortunate accident. I didn't fill out a report. They trying to contact me now about the ballistics, about the bullet in my dreads. I usually wear my braids. They all out. You know what I'm saying? I got my braids. You know what I'm saying? So it's a situation where I didn't, you know, like even telling, you know, my girl and everything, what happened, like telling them what happened was a different story from them seeing it. When they seen it, like most of my friends, my real partners, they was concerned.
Right.
Like I had a lot of friends that was there that was on the inside that when they came out, they didn't even know it was that serious till they saw the tape because I was just sitting there like, bro, we good. You know, I was just so adamant about me being straight and just by my demeanor. I really don't get, like, I don't really get surprised. I don't get excited. My stuff is kind of the same way. Shanika's known me for years. You too, sir. I don't really get, like, overly excited. So I just took it out on the stage. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Thank God he didn't shoot me. Thank God he didn't kill me. And that's just it. I've been in front of, like, around guns before. I think that's just a part of the element that I came from. But, you know, seriously, me, you know, I'm coming into a new place in life, you know what I mean? And I'm kind of sort of in denial about me being this 2 Chainz, this superstar dude. Like, I'm in denial about people just going crazy when they see me. And you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, in California. I have, like, so much love in California that I do just walk around reckless, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I do. I do walk around reckless in San Francisco, man. They show me so much love. I have, like, plenty of homies there that was, man, you know what I mean? It's thousands of things going on post this incident that's out of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And it's just the way of the world. But for me, I'm just excited about life. You know what I'm saying? I'm so turned up. Like, you can't turn me down. Like,
right.
You can't, like, really, like, I don't know. I'm just geeked about life, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I think about it, then when I saw the footage, I'm like, it was real. Like, they was on my ass.
Right.
It sounds like the best thing that happened to you.
Top 107.9. Ball. Well, I fell after the second shot, and I think, like, he shot the second shot. Bro, it was like a, I don't know if it was some, bro, I just slipped and, like, fell, like, 10 feet. And, like, and my feet didn't lose, but I know I felt my pants sagging or whatever, but he definitely, like, was, like, shooting around his car, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't know if it was the momentum from the shot or the momentum for me just trying to get the hell out of there. Because when I seen the guns, I'm like, you know, I always be having this, like, this I always have this thing that punk is going to happen to me one day because it happens to all stars.
Right.
And I'm like, they do punk, they do it according to the person's personality. I come from the street, so they're going to try to, you know what I mean? So I'm always careful about what could happen and stuff like this, you know, I'm being conscious of cameras. But in this case, it was so real, like, my cousin, Kat, my security, when he hit the gun, bro, pointed at him. You know what I'm saying? My security, when he pointed at him, that's when I started trying to get low. You saw Cap, you know what I mean? All this just getting low. And it was just fortunate at the end of the day that then nobody gets shot downtown San Francisco. Right. I ain't tripping. Everybody else is more concerned. You know, TMZ is having a great time. Well, they did it when I went to jail in New York. You know what I'm saying? When I got in trouble in New York, they did. And that's just how they said Toon died when he didn't. You know, they just kind of have their own thing. They bought the footage from next door, and they kind of, like, put their own thing around it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when they say, like, you know, your friends ran, it's like they got to realize that, you know, everybody in that whole area ran because it was real. It wasn't a movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't have any I don't have any ill habitation. I hadn't stopped doing anything that I normally do. I still go to the studio every night. But it's some things that I need to change on my end too, as far as, like, you know, surrounds. Yeah, and that's just something that was going to happen eventually. So this was a sign, bro. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. I'm come from this. I'm not tripping. I don't think nobody should be tripping on me. I appreciate everybody that supported. Like, I had so many homies call me that I was like, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the same one that called me, I had the same ones that was like, you know, hooray. You know what I'm saying? They shot at your ass or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But, you don't have that. When
but like I tell my daughter, then when you fall, you're supposed to get back up. And that's exactly what I did. And I killed their stage and I did L.A. the next day. And I'm going back again soon.
Do that kind of speak to really, like, how far you've come and how bigger you've gotten? Because they say, like, the more money, the more problems, you kind of in a different echelon. You feel like you got, like, a target on your back? Like, is that the negative downside to being so successful and being so big now?
Well, when you become this entertainer with this star, people don't realize how much you give up. You know what I'm saying? You get a lot. You get everything. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to really buy, you know, shoes. They give them to you. They give you everything. But they don't understand what you have to give up.
Right.
I give up a lot of privacy. I give up a lot of dates, like, as far as people knowing where I'm going to be before I even get there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I give up a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just about me just smartening up and just realizing that everybody, I guess, ain't happy for my success. It's just normal. It's just the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be somebody downstairs right now at this time of the day. This is exactly what it was like downstairs. Down here right now, it could be somebody down there with 2 guns ready. And it is just, and everybody is scattered the same way.
Right.
But if don't nobody get hurt, what am I supposed to do? Like, not be. I've been sleeping good. I don't have any, like, I don't know. Like, whatever it was supposed to do as far as affect me, only thing it made me do was have another meaning about getting, you know, better security and everything like that around me. And then, you know, at this particular point, I was so excited about my friends being on the inside that I was taking the lead. I usually be in the middle. I usually be, you know, you know, but I'm so like, you know, a lot of times the people that work for me just let me do what the hell I want to do just because of how I am anyway. And
right,
I'm not really
right.
reckless. You know, I don't, you know my kind of rap style. My rap style is more about being flamboyant, inspiration. It's not about F the other side too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So,
we're just really glad that you're okay, man. To be honest with you, and I normally would never start an interview just off the rip like
but
this,
but because
we
were
so worried about you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, the footage, I looked at it about, I broke it down because I have footage from some other angle too, just for my personal use. And then I had footage before everybody had it. I had the footage before TMZ had it. You know what I'm saying? Because the people there wanted me to let them know that they ain't had nothing to do. So I had footage before that came out. And I was able to just see how the Lexus came like maybe 2 hours before I got there, left. Came 15 minutes before I got there. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of like came an hour after my boys went. So I just feel like it was just some things, but like it was maybe somebody on the inside or somebody just looking at like, because in that particular era, you rarely see like, you know when people not from around now, basically. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's like if you seen some people, you know, we're you know, predominantly black downtown or whatever. We seen some, you know, whatever. Looking people, whatever, we'll be on something. So I think it was just like, we just like all look like we some country boys and stuff. We all look like we going to try to get high and stuff. Like,
right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying? Or whatever
right.
it was. But for me, it was just about me showing my homies a good time and experience. They ain't even, they was inside when it all happened. And then for me, you know what I mean? It was just about showing them like, when the show started, I was like, dawg, this is why I couldn't leave. Like this was, it was in Oracle Arena. It was 20,000 people. We couldn't even like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I rarely do clubs and stuff now, you know what I mean? Just to show you why, what happened as far as like growth and all of that.
Right, right.
I learned a lesson, but just as far as me like, you know, putting out statements and stuff on Twitter, I was just basically, you know, sticking up for the fact that, you know, I don't think they were trying to rob me. They really was just busting at me like on some real stuff, you know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, it's just like, it's just a part of me growing as an artist, me becoming more popular, me becoming a superstar. I think, you know, a few people been shot at before, but it's just, you know, it's just a fortunate incident. I feel if I would have just stayed there and froze and they probably went through my pocket,
right.
I would have made me take my shoe off, do something crazy.
But realistically,
I got up out of there. Yeah, realistically, we don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I mean? It's a blessing that one, the first dude had a gun so heavy he couldn't hold it. The second dude, he knew how to hold that thing. He was holding that thing. He knew what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? But just for me, you know what I mean? I just feel like I'm just anointed, man. I'm just protected.
Yeah,
man.
Something special right. there.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here listening to you talk about it.
Yeah, man. It's deep because one of my friends, like, I'm not going to say his name, but, like, he's having a hard time with it because, like, it was simultaneously with the shots of me going down and then having all the fragments in my hair. It's like, how... Like, you got some strong hair, fool, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? So that was just close, you know what I mean? I have two little girls. I got a mom. I got, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's serious, but it's not that serious. And you just know I'm not going to turn down. I'm not going to turn down off this incident at all.
Right.
Well, I'm going to turn up more. I'm going to make people, if you got mad for whatever I've been doing, you're about to get even more upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
And next time something like that happens, somebody's going to get hurt and it's not going to be anybody on my team.
Right. And I can already know that this is going to be a super special Father's Day because of everything that's happened. I'm pretty sure you're going to get so much love on Sunday, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're going to have it. Probably get in the pool and cook or something. Do something fun.
Okay.
But,
right, well, we got a lot to talk about.
We got to worry about. The day before Father's Day. We got a lot of things going on.
Yes, sir. And that's coming up. My boy 2 Chainz up in here. We're going to chop it up. We got to talk about Birthday Bash 18, the hottest show of the summer. We got to talk about everything that he's got going on. So it's a lot, man. So 2 Chainz in the building. Y'all keep it locked. South 107.9.
Yeah.